Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. And I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast to Real, Raw and Relevant, because I feel like that's the direction that it's going in. But listen, I also, with podcasts, it's very difficult to know what the feedback is of your podcast, because there's no real comment section. Yeah, you can leave reviews, but there's no like feeds, like on posts where people post stuff. So if you wouldn't mind, if you are listening to the podcast regularly, drop me a DM on Instagram at RyanKLuke84. Just let me know if you're enjoying it, if you're not, if I trigger you, if you resonate with stuff, what you'd like to hear more of, and or just say hi. Like, I just like to know who's, that's the other thing. Like, on Facebook, you know who's watching you, you know who's posting, liking, sharing, all that sort of stuff, because it tells you. Whereas a podcast, you have no idea. So, if that is you, reach out. I'm a friendly guy. I'm here to talk. Let's have a little DM convo and let's see where things can go. But so today I want to talk about how six-figure business coaches are limiting themselves to only selling when they're active in the business. And this is a problem for most five, multi-five and six-figure coaches. It's like you're doing everything in the business, and that's okay. Like, I'm a big fan now of solopreneur slash few freelancers to help you move your business forward, and just keeping it really simple and cost effective. So there's nothing wrong with being like just a single operator, but there is something wrong with having to do everything at all times, or your sales stop coming in. And I was on this hamster wheel back in sort of 2020, 2021, where if we weren't selling, if we weren't in the DMs every day, if we weren't pumping out, you know, sales calls and discovery calls and free masterclasses and all that sort of stuff, which I think, don't get me wrong, I think you've got to do to a certain extent to build your business if that's the way you want to go and you want some fast results. But long term, it's not a path forward. So I encourage all my clients now to like build where you want your business to be. And for me, that's a passive income or semi-passive income business. I think obviously high ticket and coaching private and things like that, you're not going to get passive. You've got to do that, right? But the selling side of it is, like, I close 30K memberships through DMs. And that's people just saying, hey, can I have some more info on this? I'll say, there's the doc, read it, let me know if you want in. And then they go, might I get a few questions? When's the retreat happening? What's happening here? How does it work? What's the tie-in? Blah, 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 blah. But most of it is either sold through my content or it's on the doc. And then they make a decision. I don't chase them. If they want to come in, they can come in. If they don't, they don't. That's just the way it is, right? As you all know from the last few episodes, there's a wait list for the Think Tank at the minute. It's closed. I'm not taking anybody on. I'm enjoying my life and enjoying time with my new daughter, because I never got the chance to do that with my boys, because I was slaving away for someone else and building someone else's dream at the time. And I'm also revamping and upgrading everything in the think tank to make sure that when I relaunch it, it's going to be even more epic, even more valuable, and clients want to stay in my world for even longer. So, but the idea of creating a passive business and automating everything is very, very much at your fingertips. Like, I invest in two things basically that create passive income. One is automating my offer suite. So everything I do in my coaching business, I look to automate my offer suite as much as I possibly can. And the other passive thing that I do is invest in real estate. So the profit that I make from my coaching business, I typically pump back into buying more property. And then that then is run for me on Airbnb. And I then earn passive income from that. So the idea of this is, like, if you can... Well, for me, I think it's the true meaning of freedom. If you can get up every day, do what the hell you want, but still earn money. If you can wake up every day, check your phone, and you've had some sales in while you've been asleep, then that for me is freedom. That for me gives you the decisions to do what you want, when you want. Take a month out your business. Take 8 weeks out your business. And, you know, whilst I've had the think tank closed, I've still been making money without doing anything, because my other offers are selling. And they sell on autopilot because of the way that I've got my offer suite set up. And that's how I encourage all coaches, consultants, content creators, to mentors, whatever you call yourselves, we're all the same thing, really. To create an office suite that is automated so that you can allow your marketing to do the selling for you at all times. Because remember, like, we post a reel, it stays there forever. We post a carousel, it stays there forever. You can put stories up that stay there forever. There's ways and means to be able to constantly market your offers without having to do the grunt work all the time and without having to sell in its traditional format. Let your content do the selling for you is my main message today. And I want you to have a think about, like, how does your offer suite look and how could you make it automated? How could you make it better? How could you sell high ticket programs without having to do a sales call, without having to do discovery calls? So that is it, my friends, for today. As I said earlier, hit me up on DM at RyanKLuke84 on Instagram. Just let me know who you are. Say hi. Even if you just say hi, I listen to your podcast regularly. That is awesome. I just want to know who I am speaking to on a regular basis. Put names to faces, as they say, or faces to names. Anyway, take care. See you on the next episode.